Good morning. It is a Monday morning, hooray, with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's always good to start a new week, isn't it, Alan?
It is, David. You know, when you don't have that anticipation of great things to come during a week, you may as well just pack it in.
Well, we love Mondays, but on this Monday, we start with a sad note. Area jazz legend Lee Shaw has passed away at the age of 89.
And we, of course, all knew her well here at WAMC. We had a lot to do with her. She played for us many, many times. She was a real lady, terrifically decent, cared much about people, you could tell, didn't seem to have a bad word to say about anybody, and was a magnificent local presence on the piano, played up until the very end, and you just had to love her.
Inducted into the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame back in 1993. We remember Lee Shaw this morning. Well, let's turn to a story overseas. Presence near undersea cables raising concern. Russian submarines, Alan, and spy ships are aggressively operating near the vital undersea cables that carry almost all global internet communications.
Well, in the old days, we would have thought a couple of things. Number one, that they were trying to pick up the verbal traffic and other data traffic that was going on in those cables, or that they were preparing for war and that they were going to cut those cables when they had the chance. This is just another assertive provocation of the kind of thing that Putin does. Putin is not a dumb man, and he has a cadre of people around him who are going to try to put the best face on anything he does. In the Syrian experience, he has said over and over again, look, I'm not really for Assad. I mean, that seems to be the message. I'm not really for Assad, but I am for strengthening the Syrian government because the people who are against Assad, including the people who are being backed by the United States, really have serious ties to either al-Qaeda or Islamic State, and those are the people which we can't afford to have over there. Well, I have to tell you, David, that is a very sympathetic type of argument that a lot of people are going to believe in. I mean, after all, look at Osama bin Laden, who came right out of that type of group. So, you know, Putin, while he has incurred the wrath of the American people, of the people in Washington, he seems to have a direction and a purpose that is not always seen in the American foreign policy in terms of assertiveness or in terms of reaction.
Reaction seems to be positive toward Ben Carson's bid for the presidency on the GOP side. His ascent in the polls is being attributed, Alan, to his low-key approach. And he, of course, has been on all the political programs over the weekend calling for a ban on abortions in all circumstances.
Well, I do think that his position is not a sympathetic one for a lot of people in this country. Look, Catholic women, other women have had to have abortions, and people who have been raped, people who have been violently raped by incestuous relatives, these are the things that the American people are going to know about. They're not going to like that position. But I think Carson knows that in order to win, he has to take that position for the people who vote in the small strategic people who vote in the Republican primaries. And he has taken it. Whether if he won the nomination, which I doubt he's going to win, I don't think they're going to let him have it. But assuming he had it, would he run back to the middle and start qualifying some of the things that he's said now? Probably, but it's got to be alarming to a lot of Americans.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Back to work.
Here we go. Hooray, hooray. Another good day.
A chance to excel in every way.